You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Polarization just keeps getting worse in Washington. It's as bad as they've ever seen it. And it seems to be making Americans very upset.
Impeach 45!
This is politics.
Impeach 45!
Is this where we want to set the bar for future presidents?
Bill Clinton was the worst in history.
It was a vote along party lines that made President Clinton only the...
I'm not for gay marriage.
I believe marriage is between a man and a woman.
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
And so does John.
Obama nor I support redefining what constitutes
a limousine was set on fire downtown.
It's my decision.
Smoke could be seen from blocks away. And protesters hurled crash cans and dive bombs at blocks away. The bill is working in return.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Bob and Weave. You know, we do this introduction thing every week.
Mm-hmm. Right? Do you think they know who we are yet?
I say, I'm the Bob.
And I'm the Weave?
Right. But I think they know.
They might know.
Right. So we're not going to tell you who we are, but we will tell you who this guy is. Which most of you guys know this guy.
What's up?
It's going right to the internet, Mike.
Yeah, it is. Right on the YouTube.
Most of you guys know who this fella is. He's our producer extraordinaire. He's also the producer of the Truth and Justice podcast. He's the podcast mechanic. And you may have seen him when we were on here discussing Star Wars. This is our main man, Mike Bussing.
I would like to note that Star Wars video is probably your highest viewed video of all time.
33,000 views.
It's pretty impressive.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, 33,000 views.
A lot of Star Wars fans.
Last week's episode got 136. I wish I was exaggerating. Those numbers.
It's been hard.
Yeah.
Hard times.
You're back for the People's Choice podcast. That's what we're doing now.
All right.
Wait, isn't that the People's Choice podcast? That was your choice. This was your choice.
It was, yeah.
Right.
You made me commit.
But Mike is the People's Choice.
Oh, Mike is the People's Choice. I thought you talked about the episode. I'm like, this episode isn't... People didn't have anything to do with this.
Right. Did you... We didn't even tell them what we were going to do. Do you remember that last thing I said I was going to do right before we started?
No.
I said I was going to go fill my water.
Oh, yeah. You didn't, did you?
I did.
Oh, you left it out there.
I left it out there.
Bob is going to leave the room.
Not again.
Again.
What if you left the room?
Oh.
See, it'd be fine. Quentin's going to cut to me, and no one's going to know that you're even not even in there.
Oh, geez.
Why Zach's gone real quick, just being a...
There he is. He's back. Nice, don't worry, he's back.
Nice fella, bringing me my water. Thanks. I'm probably not going to be thirsty, but I start panicking if I know it's not there. It's just like if I don't have my chapstick in my pocket.
I'm going to do like... in Rogan's podcast, when they just stop and pee.
Right.
But in the studio, like mm-hmm. when Ari does that.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ari just stands up and pees in the studio.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Did you see that they went to Spotify and there's a big controversy over it now?
No, but I saw the new studio. It looks weird.
Yeah. Well, I saw he posted a video. He's in it now.
Mm-hmm.
Had somebody in it already.
Yeah, it's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see pictures.
It's like a tube.
Yeah.
What?
A red tube.
It is. It's like a dome. It's interesting.
Totally different than anything he had before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what were you saying?
Well, so you know how he went to Spotify? He got the $100 million deal to go to Spotify?
Yeah. What's the controversy?
Well, so he just went there, and his big thing was he said that nothing's going to change. They don't want to change his content. They just want to move him over there. And then when he moved over, people immediately noticed that there were a bunch of episodes missing.
Mm.
And I, for the life of me, can't remember the names of the – but basically controversial people. Alex Jones, does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. InfoWars.
Yeah, InfoWorld. Yeah, InfoWorld.
Yeah. What is the deal with him? Because I saw that all his episodes are gone.
They took his iTunes took his podcast down.
Yeah. They canceled him, though, before his move to Spotify, right?
Yeah, yeah. They canceled Alex Jones a while ago.
So that might have been, that stuff might have been taken out before, but. Because he got this big, huge canceled dilemma thing about a year ago over political stuff, right?
Yeah, all the political conspiracy. They downed him quick.
Yeah.
Is it just for political? Like, I assumed it was something like racist or bad or what?
I don't remember the full story of it, but it's something along those lines. He said something.
Surely it can't just be his political views.
But they didn't like it, and yeah, it went down quick.
Yeah, so he's gone. His episodes are all gone. Apparently they're on YouTube, but they're not on Spotify.
Wow.
An episode with Joey Diaz was taken out.
Wow.
I don't remember if Ari had one.
Probably. Ari probably had one.
So whose point of view are you getting this from?
Well, it's just a fact.
Oh, because I'm wondering, like, is Joe on there talking about it?
No. And so everybody, all the news reports that I read about it said they reached out to Rogan and to Spotify for comment, and they hadn't responded as to why they're there. But people were giving Joe shit on Twitter because they're like, they said it would be the same, but you quietly removed some of your episodes, which is probably a smart move. And I think it's because I think the Alex Jones thing I read, that he was banned from Spotify.
They trashed him. They took him off everything. He's not on YouTube. He's not on iTunes. He's not on any.
Right.
The only place you can get his is his actual website, which is like, I'm not sure I could say it. I guess it's Infowars.com or Infowars.gov. .org.
I think it's .org.
Okay.
But are we not allowed to talk about
this? I don't know.
But I don't know either.
They canceled him to that point.
There's not enough people watching that we're going to get canceled.
No, I mean, they canceled him to that point, to the point that, like, people were standing up for him that didn't even like him because of freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I can't speak intelligently on it because I don't know what the hell he did or said.
Yeah, no, there was definitely people standing up for him that didn't even like him because of the way that he got canceled.
Speaking of speaking intelligently, we were just reading some of the comments from the episode that posted today, which is last week for you guys, about we talked about the poll numbers. Just want to make sure we point out to you guys, and I'm sure most of you know this, we record these a week ahead of time, so oftentimes they are off. So what we were referring to was coming out of the RNC, the convention, the polls started to shift closer and closer, the national polls. So I don't know what happened in the next week after that and the next week until you see this. So just you know, that's what we were talking about then, for those of you that were like, where that information come from.
I don't care about politics, man.
Right. Yeah, fuck politics, right?
Politics.
We're here to talk about something cool today, though.
Bob thinks it's cool. You think it's really cool.
These
you
guys
are so fucking excited
in
about
here
this.
Just to balance. I know, and I'm fucking pissed about how this is shaking out.
But what are you talking about?
I kind of feel
partial
bad.
Homework.
I kind of feel bad because I did homework too.
Today's episode is about Cobra Kai.
Did you hear that? Crickets.
Strike first. Strike hard. No mercy. I doubt it. Depends on our demographics of our audience, which is why I want to talk about it a little bit. But so I stumbled into Cobra Kai. It's now on Netflix, two seasons of it. If you haven't watched it yet, you might not want to watch this until after that because there'll be some spoilers. I'm a spoiler for YouTube, but that's your fault because you had ample notice.
I watched part of it.
Me too. Again, I was forced to. Made to come in here.
That's exactly right. I last week told them, like, hey, next week, since last week's episode was about politics and some bummer stuff, that, like, let's come and talk about something fun. Let's talk about Cobra Kai.
I'm going to be honest, too, and I kind of feel bad about this part of it, that I let you down a little bit, because you were really excited about it last week when you were talking about
it. I built it up too much, didn't I?
You were really excited little kid.
Yeah, I second that motion for sure.
Like, that's the part that I feel bad about letting you down.
I feel horrible, yeah. I'm not gonna comment much because I don't want to break the spirit here.
Hurt my feelings.
It's going to be sad.
I don't think I've seen you that excited about something in a while.
It's been a minute.
Since you got your first light underwear,
because
probably.
Because the world's a bummer.
It is a bummer
right now.
It is.
And so, like, let's do something fun. And so I said, how about both you guys? At the time, I was only through season one. I said, both you guys go binge over the next week, because you're always looking for something to watch on Netflix. Go binge Cobra Kai. Mm-hmm. And we'll do an episode on it, because I am very interested in how it plays with the different age groups.
Okay.
Right, right.
Yeah, and so Mike is 10 years younger than me, mm-hmm. and Zach is 5 years younger than me. So that's what we got, 5-year boom, boom gap between us. And I watched Cobra Kai and absolutely loved it. Now, if those of you don't give a shit, haven't seen it, don't give a shit about a spoiler, Cobra Kai is a TV show spun off from the Karate Kid series.
Mm-hmm.
Of movies, yeah.
Right. And it follows Johnny, who was the villain in the original Karate Kid.
The original Karate Kid, not the Jaden Smith Karate Kid.
Right.
Make sure you know that.
Which that one was really good, by the way. Did you watch that?
I've seen that one. I've seen the other one, Karate Kid, too, but I've seen that one more recently.
Yeah. And so this one, it covers, it's got a lot of the original cast in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, you know, Johnny's in it and Daniel's in it. Daniel's mom is still the same actress. Later on, the parts that you didn't get to, some of the other Cobra Kai.
They brought the original, I saw that. They brought the original guy in.
The original sensei.
The original sensei guy.
John Grease or whatever his name was.
Yeah. And he's like, he goes into, no, we'll get there.
Right. Yeah, so you got that far.
I see. I told you. I got a little bit.
He's in it. But then like.
Yeah, we're pretty much there now.
Bobby and Tommy.
That's all I got.
Remember Bobby? Like, put him in a body bag, Johnny. Yeah. That guy's in it.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? Have you ever seen the movie Grown Ups?
They
like flashback to their childhood and it's like grown ups dealing with that. Like when they go into town, it's like the kids they fought against are now serving them burgers.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. Grown ups.
Yeah. But and what's cool about it is obviously it was licensed with the original production because there's a ton of flashbacks that are actual scenes from the movie.
That part is actually really cool.
Yeah.
There was one scene in the first episode that I noticed. It looked like it was like taken from a scene, but then it had to have been remade somehow because it was like a weird play on angles where like, almost like the Back to the Future movies where like you'd see something happening from a different angle than it was filmed in the original version.
Uh-huh.
So like what I'm talking about is in the first episode, he was watching a scene where like his sensei like assaulted him after he lost the fight to the
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was like he was standing there and they like he was watching it play out in front of him, but like it was weird because the angle was different than what it was in the original movie.
I didn't catch that, but I feel like they did in the Cobra Kai show that from a few different angles, and we didn't see it like that originally.
Right, and I was like, how did they do that?
I wonder if it's his old material, like maybe stuff that was on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, maybe. It was pretty cool. That part was pretty neat.
And so sure did seem like you were going to say something else there. You know, you tricked me.
Well, I think the whole thing is, I think whether or not you really enjoy it, is based solely on your nostalgia for the original movies.
Exactly. I think that's true. So when I was watching it, my first thought was, this is corny.
Right.
Like there's a lot of corniness to it.
It's real cheesy.
Right. And I assumed, which by the way, so you made it through one single episode.
Right. Last night. Yeah. And I had to force my fiance to watch it because she wanted to watch Deputy.
What is Deputy?
It's now canceled. It ran for one season like this year, and it happens to be a cop drama. So like, it's just a bad time, and the show's done.
Oh, so it's a newer canceled show.
Oh yeah.
So what did the future Mrs. Mike Bussing think of Cobra Kai, the one episode you guys watched?
I don't think she was into it either.
Yeah.
So there wasn't one more.
She is my age, but she never watched Karate Kid. Like, I did watch Karate Kid when I was a kid.
Right.
But that was like 5-6 years after it was actually released, you know? Or maybe even
I'm
longer.
Sure more
it
than
might
that.
Have been 10 years.
It was released, I believe, in 84.
Okay. So, yeah, we're talking. I saw it in like 95.
Right.
So it would have been, yeah, that much older, 10 years.
And
yeah.
I think that's what makes the difference is, so any of you watching here that are 40 years old or older, I think will appreciate. So. What I realized very quickly was that the corniness of the TV show is done on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's done as almost an homage to the actual corniness from movies that were made in 1984.
So let's define corniness real quick, because to me, when you say that, I there's a lot of things I could look at on that show and say that's corny, but I think what you're talking about is the seriousness around like the physical combat stuff.
And some of the dialogue, is really corny. Like there's a scene where they're like, let's go pick up some hot babes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I love that so
but
much.
But it's like really, you know what I mean? Like it's, the dialogue is not.
So that's not actually what I'm talking about. But that I love because, so the idea, if you continue on with it, is Johnny, who is like a washed up alcoholic, you know, because he lost the karate tournament in 1984, right?
That was pretty neat. Yeah.
Yeah. So that caused him to watch, you know, it, even saying the word karate now, it just feels racist or something. Like that's not like, you know, it's taekwondo or whatever. It's not karate.
No.
You know, which as he calls old school karate is what they call it.
Rex Kwando.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry, that was totally out of the left.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, that's, well, and I was expecting to see some of that, like maybe, like I almost expected to see Rex Quando pop up in that show.
No, like, well, see, it's like the corniness is them taking things too seriously that shouldn't be taken serious. But if you are from my generation, those things were taken seriously back then.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even with you. So I went to the movie theaters and saw Karate Kid in 1984, 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 5 or 6 when I saw it. And it wasn't like when you saw it, there, karate wasn't a thing, right?
No, not really.
Yeah. You can explain what it was like when you saw it. When I saw it, we watched it like, this shit is legit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn karate. I need a headband. I'm going to learn to do the crane dance. I'm outside on stumps in my parents' backyard, literally trying to learn how to do the crane dance so that I can defend myself
mm-hmm.
if I ever go to the All Valley Championship. If they have, you know,
right.
You know, it was very, very real for my generation. By the time your generation came around, it's probably not as much.
It was very different for me because I didn't see it until after I had already seen other karate movies. We'll say like Kickboxer. And Bloodsport,
like those,
right.
like the Jean-Claude Van Damme movies that right. felt, even though they're cheesy, it was like serious underground fight club,
right?
Not tournament style. You know what I mean? Like he had to avenge my brother, you know, that type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was born in 1984.
Uh-huh.
And Bloodsport came out in 88. Kickboxer came out in 89. That's where I kind of started watching stuff. So I probably didn't see Karate Kid until then or after.
You're in the 90s by the time you watch it.
Yeah, so it's much different.
And nobody's running around doing karate tournaments in 1991.
No. You know, I got in trouble for kicking a tree in the backyard because he does that in Kickboxer.
And you were trying it?
Mm-hmm. I got to the point that I would watch Kickboxer every day. I would come home from school and watch Kickboxer every day. My parents had to hide the VHS tape from me.
You go watch Roadhouse every day and fantasize about ripping somebody's throat
Kickboxer,
out.
Kickboxer, man. Kickboxer. He got the tape on his hands and he rolls them in the glass.
Yeah.
Fights the guy at the end.
Oh, I've seen it. I know.
I love that movie.
You know what's better than that nobody saw except me, I think, is No Retreat, No Surrender.
Mm-hmm, that was another good one.
Possibly the other way around.
Yeah.
Another classic.
It's
Was it No Surrender, No Retreat or No Retreat, No Surrender?
I think it's No Retreat, No Surrender.
I don't know why I didn't bring my laptop in. So I looked stuff up. Not that it matters.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
He was a big inspiration for me growing up, too.
To be a martial artist?
Mm-hmm. I watched a lot of JCVD.
But so when you saw Karate Kid, now you weren't even born until 89.
Here's the thing, man, if you really want to know. I had a really troublesome experience when I watched Karate Kid as a kid.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys ever have that, where you have bad experiences associated with movies, and then you don't like the movies because of the association. Because
the popcorn tastes bad or whatever.
I was a little kid, and I was spending the night at a friend's house, and we were watching Karate Kid, and I couldn't sleep at his house, and I got homesick and cried. And I wanted to go home, and Karate Kid was on the TV, so...
And so Karate Kid is sad.
Yeah, it was a bad experience as a little boy. Now, you know, I'm not a fan of Karate Kid.
Right.
You know?
Well, and also then, like, I feel like truthfully, it just didn't really have the world changed by then. You know, so you're born 80. So by the time you're old enough to watch and remember a movie, we're talking 95. But like, I'm a senior in high school when you're watching movies.
Sure. Yeah.
You're 5, 6 years old.
Little kid.
But so for me, like the corniness I'm talking about is shit that they would do in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought it because we didn't have YouTube and we didn't have all this access to all this information, which would be like, kids are in school and somebody knocks somebody's book out of their hand and they're like, no, you don't. Hi-ya! And they sit and then they have like a flying karate fight throughout the school, you know, with the students gathered around with no teachers interrupting it.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens every single day. Like in the 80s, they would do that in a movie and we're like, that's just legit. Like our school sucks because that's what really happens in school.
Yeah.
But later it's like that would never happen. First of all, he'd be suspended for 3 days for being part of that fight. And then he would get pegged for bullying and, you know.
So belief was suspended a little more back in those days.
It was. I think it was due to, you know, just our limited exposure to anything.
That would make sense. Either that, or you got to be careful because it's either that or it's just the fact that it was a kind of a kid's movie and all kids' movies even today are still like that.
Right. But adults love that movie. Like my dad,
right.
Mom and dad loved watching that movie too. I remember we couldn't wait till Karate Kid 2 came out. We went to go see it in the theater.
Yeah. How many did they make?
Was there a third one?
I feel like there was.
I do feel like it's the third one, but I think it's like the Home Alone series where like the first two are like the same. And then the third one is they just put people in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the third one was a female.
I think
Karate Kid. Yeah. I'm sure I saw it, but by then again,
yo, I was too. Yo, just as a flashback, I think it was Hilary Swank.
God dang it, I wish
for
I had
real,
computer.
It just like popped into my head.
Sure do wish I had my computer.
I think I'm right.
I like it.
Hillary
I like
Swank. It, Mike. Well, you guys check us out. But it was like, by the time that happened, so by the time the third one comes out, again, we're in mid-90s now.
Right.
And nobody gives a shit about karate.
True.
You know, we've got Nintendos now. Shit, we had Super Nintendos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were flying high by then. There was probably PlayStations out by all the right, 90s.
Sidebar real quick. What's the first console you owned since he brought it up?
For me?
Just because I'm thinking of your age.
It was a Nintendo, like the regular Nintendo. Okay.
See, and that would be out of your slot, really.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would have been Super Nintendo probably, or?
I mean, I'm not saying you couldn't have had a Nintendo, but like Super Nintendo would have been around by then. So.
Right. Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never had that.
And you know what mine was?
Atari?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a Nintendo. Nintendo was my first one.
I had an Atari playing Pole mm-hmm. Position.
Yep. Because Nintendo Asteroids. Came out like in 85, something
oh,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they were out for a while.
So I was playing that stuff when it was like, old. Yeah, it was like 10 years old.
You sure
old.
Wasn't a super?
You sure no, 100%. Super? No, it was the regular. But I got that N64 right away when that came
I remember
out.
When we got a Super Nintendo and I was like, there's too many buttons. Like, how could anybody yeah, possibly what handle all these buttons?
My friend had the Super. I was all jealous.
All right. Sorry. I took us way off track there.
That was good, though.
So anyway, like that corniness, like to me, it was nostalgic and I found it to be more funny.
Okay.
Like, but I was thinking the whole time I was watching it, I was like, because I was thinking, like, I want to watch this with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Quentin would love this. And I was like, you know what? No, he wouldn't. He'd be like, this is so corny and stupid, and the writing's terrible and the acting's terrible. But I think it was literally intentional.
Sure.
I definitely think it was. It. Yeah.
And then the dialogue stuff was my favorite part of it. So, Johnny really becomes the focus of it, which is why it's Cobra Kai, even though Danny is in it just almost as much as he is.
Mm-hmm.
But, Johnny is like his character is stuck in 1984 in every way. And there are little subtleties they put in there, like the dialogue you were talking mm-hmm. about. Like he's like, let's go check out babes.
And then, who's Johnny again?
He's the bad guy.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He's the bad guy.
I know that had to get right under his skin. No, I was right there with you, but everything confused me because I didn't think that guy was stuck in the 80s or whatever.
He just said, oh, for fuck's sake.
Nah, I get it.
Put him in a body bag, Johnny. You know, he wore like the skeleton. With
God, I got the coughs.
Oh, my God, that was so good. Like, do you remember like in The Karate Kid when they wore like the skeleton Halloween costumes and they chased Danny down and they beat him up? You know, Dan, if you remember, Daniel was always doing stupid shit to egg them on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like pouring water in, you know, while he's in the bathroom, pouring water on his head. And he was like getting him back for when they were bullying him, but he was doing all this stuff. But it's funny, so that throughout the series, as Johnny is retelling those stories to people, it's like the complete opposite perspective, and he completely spins it. He's like, there I was, innocently going to the bathroom, and he pours water over my head. You know, so I had to chase him down and ask him to stop doing it. And it was like, you know, like Danny was the one who was bullying him the whole time.
Right.
When it was the other way around. But like that skeleton costume comes back, his jacket from then comes back, like his gi, which is the suit they wear when they fight in, that comes back throughout the series. The old sensei comes back, but just when Johnny talks, it's sometimes they point it out and it's funny, you know, like his student is, wants to ask a girl out and he's like, I'm just nervous. I don't know what to say. He's like, don't take no for an answer. He's like, but what if she just says she doesn't want to? He's like, then you keep pushing. We don't take no with babes.
Oh, no.
And the kid's like, I'm pretty sure no means no. And he's like, what are you talking about? And he always calls people nerd. He's like, what are you talking about, nerd? Like, yeah. That's his insult, is nerd. It's like, there's all this dialogue. And the actor who shows how prepared. This is our second podcast out of three recording today. So that's why I'm less prepared.
We're doing well.
But the actor, he was good. Like, he takes the show for sure. He's got a great character arc over the two seasons. And just his acting, the way he spins that stuff, like, I mean, like to the point, like, he doesn't have a smartphone. He doesn't know what the internet is. He doesn't know what Facebook is.
Mm.
And there's like all these things, and he's just locked into. He's still driving his original Firebird that he had back in Karate Kid, all rusted out and shit.
Same soundtrack.
Mm. Yeah, soundtrack's kick ass if you were an 80s kid like myself. That's what I liked about it. But that's what I wanted to know is it would hold up. Now, you watched, you're closer to my age group, and you went through, what, the six episodes?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. I don't know, but yeah.
And what did you not like about it?
I just couldn't get into it. It was just too cheesy for me. There was enough that, like,
I love this. I love that he's just being so honest.
There was enough that I could laugh at you know, like there's a scene with the pizza where he's at a gas station getting, he's buying pizza from a gas station.
Right, yeah.
And the gas station attendant just has like his whole hand on the pizza and right. it's like flinging it around. And he's like, we put it on a fucking plate. Like that part was really funny. The fucking funny like workout montages. They're like it's 100% 80s like workout montage.
Right.
Like that stuff like kept me interested because it was funny. But
I feel like it was funny for you for a different reason than it was funny for me.
Probably.
Yeah, like, and that's all I kept thinking about with the kids is like they're just gonna think this is corny. Like they don't understand that like that's the type of thing they did in movies mm-hmm. in 1985 that like we bought mm-hmm. like hook, line, and sinker. Like this is fucking awesome. There's great act. You know, it's that way with any. You ever watch any old movies that you used to love and then it's like this just doesn't hold up.
Mm-hmm. You know, so like the one workout montage that cracked me up. It was a workout montage. It had nothing to do with this, but it totally reminds me of Footloose. Like uh-huh. there's that dance montage where he's like. He's punch dancing in the barn and to get his emotions out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's totally how one of the workout montages felt. Like, that same kind of music. And mm-hmm. it was just like, oh, yeah.
You know who's the worst actor in it, though?
In Cobra Kai?
Yeah.
Who?
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not. He's probably hasn't done. Has he done anything since Karate Kid?
I don't.
I know. We don't have a computer in here.
I don't think so. I keep hinting at it like he might go out and grab the laptop.
Who, me? God damn it.
It's too late now.
It's too late.
It's too late.
We're two-thirds of the way in.
Jeez, this is so hard. I don't know why he's doing this. It's not like I hinted at him to go get the computer for all this time. I'm not going to look anything up when that gets back in here.
It's in here now. Not even Hillary Swank?
Oh, I will look that up. Karate Kid 3, who was in it? If you're right, that's impressive.
I think it like hit me like a flat. I've got this weird pop culture inventory in my head.
Mike and I spent like 15 minutes this morning before you got here watching Jean-Claude Van Damme commercials.
Yeah.
He's got an awesome Volvo commercial.
In that amount of time, you could have caught up on a whole episode of Cobra Kai.
We tried.
I don't hate Cobra Kai. I know what it was doing.
Man, I made like 6 or 7 episodes. I tried. I eventually had to turn it off.
Did you, one thing I will say that I don't like about it. Is they made the mistake that a lot of shows make, Walking Dead.
What is this?
I've never seen Walking
Dead.
They
keep recycling the same conflict over and over and over again to the point where it gets old. So yeah. Either you guys, you said you don't watch Walking Dead?
Mm-mm, never
you?
Seen it. Never seen a single episode of it.
I don't think I have either. And it's like one of the most popular shows ever.
Can I tell you how much I don't like zombie stuff?
I know, me too. I'm over zombies.
So overplayed. I don't like that. Zombies. I don't like any of the zombie stuff. I don't like either. The zombie I fad. Don't either, man.
No,
it's,
thanks.
It's like the dumbest fad possible. I did hear
this is not working out.
No, it's perfect. People are going to love this.
It's such a good show.
I did hear that the season 3 of Cobra Kai, they're going to go to Okinawa.
See, I didn't know that. Now you spoiled it for me.
All right, but see, that's not. That's like, that's the spoiler for the season right now.
So it got renewed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was number one. So I didn't realize, I didn't know where it came from, right? So all of a sudden it pops up on Netflix. Mm-hmm.
If you turn on Netflix right now, it's like the splash screen is Cobra right. Kai.
Okay.
And I watch it, and then I start looking at social media, and everybody I know is like, all my 80s kid friends are all like, dude, Cobra Kai, it's awesome. Check out Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai is so good. I'm like, man, I thought I just found this diamond, this hidden gem.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's watching. I didn't realize they were splashing it out like that, right, for everybody to watch it.
Yeah. How old are you, 54?
Fuck yourself. Let's go right over there. If you can, if you get out of your chair, open that door, take about 3 steps out, turn around. There's a couch right over there. If you could get to the couch, once you're there, you can go ahead and go fuck yourself.
Did you look it up?
I'm working on it.
I know. I'm trying to see. I'm trying to spy over here.
But I'm trying to. So I looked this up, and it immediately spiked to the number one series on Netflix.
Mm, okay.
It's more views than any other thing on the streaming platform.
Right.
At least during that time. It was breaking all kinds of records. All these people loved it. And then I found out that it actually was a show. It was a YouTube. What they call it, YouTube Red?
I think it was called YouTube Red.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, which, you know, they started making original scripted content and nobody watched it.
Right. YouTube Red failed miserably.
Yeah. It's like YouTube Premium now or whatever, but
I didn't even know it was still a thing.
It's not. So the YouTube Premium is like you can get
ad free videos.
Yeah. Ad free and you can download videos.
Don't they have like a YouTube TV now too or something that's just basically like a Roku but with TV?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't know about that.
I think there's like a YouTube TV.
It could be. Yeah. I don't know. But I didn't know much anything about YouTube Red, but apparently it was very well received on YouTube Red. And
with
actually
all 12 people.
It was nominated for Emmys and stuff. Like it was well done. But then, yeah, there wasn't enough audience for anybody to give a shit. And so Netflix bought it from YouTube and then they put up the first 2 episodes or the first 2 seasons. which that's all there are, is two seasons, and it blew up, and they've already renewed it. They're already planning to make a third season that's supposed to be released in 2021.
That has to be a pretty rare occurrence for a show to do have a run, get canceled,
right,
and then to get revived like that.
Well, that's Netflix's deal, right? I mean, Arrested Development was like that. Although I will say, Arrested Development, Netflix killed Arrested Development. You ever watch that show?
I have seen a few episodes of that.
I've seen like two episodes of
it. Both of you are fucking lying to me. You just don't want me to yell at you.
No,
again.
I've seen like two episodes of it.
How can you only watch two episodes of that? It's like the funniest show. It's,
you know,
I didn't think it was funny at all.
What fucking world am I living in right now?
Who are you?
We hang out together 63? All the time. We have so much in common that we can spend quality time together on a regular basis and enjoy ourselves. And you guys are the biggest. You don't like anything that's proper to like. That things like, you're supposed to like.
No.
Like, I think Arrested Development, the first, whatever it was, three seasons before Netflix took it over, was one of the funniest shows on television ever.
I will give it another shot.
Nude, Buster.
I will be honest.
Jason Bateman?
Jason Bateman's hilarious.
Right.
We've watched, I think Michelle and I watched two episodes and just couldn't get into it. But we've both, since then, said, I think we need to give it another shot and try it. Because I didn't like The Office the first time around. And now I've seen The Office.
If you tell me you don't like The Office,
I've seen The Office like 12 times through now.
Yeah, me too.
Right, yeah.
But it's the same thing. When I watched The Office the first time, I didn't really get
Maybe
into it.
Maybe we should do an episode sometime on Schitt's Creek because you actually...
I'm almost done with it the second time.
We started again last night.
Yeah, I'm almost done
We're watching Yellowstone now.
Okay.
And we finished the first season of Yellowstone. And then we were going to bed and like we like to have something on like as we're kind of going to sleep. And like, I don't want to start an hour long serious show. So I was like, what can we watch? Because we used to watch like Frasier for a long time was our nighttime show. Started watching Cheers and Netflix got rid of everything because NBC made Peacock and they took all their shit off of it. And I was like, fuck it. Start Schitt's Creek again.
Yep.
Made through it's two so episodes
good.
Last night.
It's so good.
We'll talk about Schitt's Creek someday.
Bob has spoiled it. Three times for me.
That's your fault.
At least twice for me.
You told me that you were further than you were.
No, I told you exactly where I was, and then you said something, and I'm like, I don't remember that part.
I don't know what happens in what season.
I can tell. I can tell. Bob, literally, I said, I'm halfway through season three, and he goes, oh, he's like, I love this part. And I'm like, I don't even know who that character is. And like two episodes later, that character comes
up. It's introduced, like, yeah.
But now I know too much about this character.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to ruin a lot of it.
It was all right. It's still funny as hell.
What do you got, Bob?
I think you're wrong, Mike. I'm just looking. Just at the beginning, it says The Karate Kid Part 3 is a 1989 American martial arts drama film, a sequel to The Karate Kid Part 2, which was in 86. The film stars Ralph Macchio, Pat Morita, and Robin Lively, which I assume would be the female Karate Kid.
Hmm. Who's Robin Lively? Is she in anything else? Is she the one that's in The Princess Bride?
You know what? I got a theory.
Teen Witch.
She's not Princess
she was in Doogie Howser, M.D., Twin Peaks, Savannah, and Saving Grace.
I bet you she's the love interest of him, and he's the Karate Kid in part three, and there was a part four with Hilary Swank. Doubling down.
No
doubling
way.
Down. Doubling down. You got to trust me.
Karate Kid 4.
I
don't think there was.
Go to IMDb. Go to IMDb and punch in Hilary Swank. Doubling down.
Holy shit, is there a it's just like the Home Alone series. Like, after the first two, they go downhill drastically. They don't even have the same people?
Mike comes through.
Did he really? Isn't that Hilary Swank? Isn't that her?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
100%.
100%. I didn't even know this happened.
Oh, my goodness.
It's called The Next Karate Kid. Known as The Karate Kid Part 4, a 1994 American martial arts drama film starring Pat Morita and Hilary Swank.
Yes. My mind is blown.
That had to be a box office slayer because I didn't even know what happened.
Right.
There was a part four. Now I need to watch all the Karate Kids.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if they're on Netflix. Don't. I know the first two were because...
That's where they stopped. They probably stopped on purpose.
One and two were great. I feel like I watched three and it was no good. And then...
Four is a reboot, it looks like.
Well, it was... Yeah, it was like, what, 5 years later after part three. No way. It was released on September 9th, 94. Upon its release, The Next Karate Kid was a critical... and commercial failure. Though many critics praised the acting, they ultimately saw the film as unnecessary. That's what you want for your review. I won't say it was bad, but it was unnecessary. Like, you shouldn't have even put the effort in to making it.
Oh, God.
That's
going to hurt. Yeah.
I'll give it to Mike, though. He doubled down.
Mike was always on our trivia team when we played trivia at the getaway. Mike knows his pop culture.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Dude, you were 5 years old when that came out.
Yeah. I don't even think I've seen that movie. That's the weird part.
I kind of want to watch it now. And I want to know what Karate Kid 3 was.
Probably unnecessary.
I'm telling you, I'm sure they're not good.
Dude, no. So many callbacks, though, to the first two.
Yeah.
Like the, oh, God, all the stuff you missed in the All-Valley Tournament, in the first scene, Johnny, right, is, you know, he's taking Cobra Kai to the All-Valley Tournament. They're back because they've been banned from shit that John Grease did back in the day. And the first fight, he has his prize student go up to fight. And, of course, Danny LaRusso is sitting across the way watching. And the fight starts. And Johnny nods to his student, and his student gets up in the crane dance and kicks the kid in the face, and he's just like, Danny's, of course, like, he stole my move!
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Not cool.
And it really was like, so it's like not a big deal. One of the corniest things, which was 100% had to have been done intentionally, have you made it to the part yet where Danny takes Johnny's kid? I think that's season two.
I don't think so.
Is he training Johnny's kid yet?
No, I'm just
dude,
past
the... God damn, you're missing so much.
That's fine. I'm just past the point of when the old sensei comes back and he walks in the dojo.
With a cigar.
And the kid's like, can I help you? And he's like, no, I'm here to help you.
Right.
Yeah. Real cheesy. Like,
I thought you were dead. A lot of people did. You know, and that dude looks exactly the same.
He looks exactly the same.
Yeah, 35 years later. Yeah.
He's still sketchy looking.
Right. So, but you know how like in every Karate Kid, right? Well, in the first two. There was always the move, right? The first one was the crane dance. Mm-hmm. The second one was that drum thing, which I would never even know. You could go out and imitate the crane dance.
Yeah, the drum thing.
I was so upset when I was like 7 years old and they're like, they all start. And Danny's just like, I mean, all he does is it's just a bunch of like side jabs. Like they come in, he's like, hoo-yah, hoo-yah, hoo-yah. And they start, you know.
It's really good writing, you know.
Yeah. And then when, but so like callbacks to that when he's rebuilding the dojo, the Miyagi-Do gym, the Miyagi-Do dojo, and the Robbie grabs his this little that little drummy thing. He's like, "What's that?" He's like, "Ha, it saved my life once." You know, it's like, but the funny thing is, right?
I might make a return to it, Bob. You're such a good salesman,
dude.
Man.
You gotta, I'm telling you,
you're making it sound like the best thing ever.
If you can accept the fact. That corny shit is done on purpose and fucking just thrive in it. Just take a bath in the corniness. It's so fucking amazing.
All right, I'm down. Dude, Bob, you're getting creepily like fanatic about it.
So good. Right. So, but you know how each one there's like a move, right? So there was the, you know, the crane dance, and then there was the drum technique thing, right?
Yeah.
And so at some point, Danny starts training Johnny's kid, which is a whole conflict.
Okay.
Remind me to circle back Walking Dead because I want to get back to that point.
What? Me and Mike don't even know anything about Walking
Dead. I'll tell you. But he's training, that's just how I'm going to remember what I'm going to say. Johnny's kid.
Okay.
And then Johnny walks up on him. You remember like when Danny was training and he walks out and he sees Mr. Miyagi standing on the post doing the crane dance. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I wouldn't do right. No can defend. You know that thing? Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like the corniest, like you're watching like a cartoon from the 80s.
Right.
He's training Robbie, and then Robbie goes to see what he's doing, and there's Danny. And I swear to God, it's right out of Star Wars. You'll appreciate it. It's Luke Skywalker when Yoda's training, and they walk out, and there's Danny doing a handstand on one hand, like, and then Robbie distracts him. He's like, aah! I mean, it was the fucking Star Wars scene. I swear to God. Like, when you see it, it was the same shot from the same angle. It was the same hand. It was all of it. It was the Star Wars scene.
I'm down.
And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, the last move Mr. Miyagi tried to teach me, but I could never master. And he's like, it's a move where you can get up on one hand and you can kick with both feet. It's like, huh. So, just like, you know, just like with the crane dance, he never trains him to do it. He just starts trying on his own. Mm-hmm. So then cut to a few episodes later and Robbie's like in a skate park riding a skateboard and like trying to do this jump. And he gets the top of the whatever you call it, the
half pipe.
And he like jumps and like you keep seeing like him and the skateboard fall, then like just the skateboard falls. And then they cut back to it and he's up at the top balancing on one hand, just like Danielson was doing, just like Luke Skywalker was doing.
Wow.
He's up like that. And then of course it gets to be in the finals of the All Valley Championship, and he's fighting. And just like Danielson, his arm is injured and he only has one arm to fight, and you can see it coming from 1,000 miles away. And he drops down on one hand, and the special move is literally just him putting his weight on one hand and kicking with both of his feet. And Daniel's like, oh, yeah, he did it. He mastered the move.
Mm.
It, total intentional corniness.
Did you see how excited he just got?
Yeah.
I think I feel the worst about not finishing this.
I feel bad.
Because of his excitement.
I do. I feel terrible.
I have no,
this is why I can't, shouldn't have come in here. You're breaking my heart, Bob.
Dude, I watched like 6 or 7 episodes.
You're going to like
get
it.
Into it.
I still
feel bad because of
you
his
have
excitement.
To have it's, I know, it's because I know. Of our age difference because you didn't experience the corniness.
I was so cynical last night too, and I feel just awful about it.
But don't,
it's so important to you.
But as I'm describing it to you, you want to watch it, don't you?
I'll check it out. Yeah.
You want to watch it?
I'll give it another shot.
You give it another shot.
I will for sure. Yeah. But at the same time, I just don't think. Just I saw the passion in your eyes, man, and I don't think I'm going to have that.
You know, this is weird because it's our age, you know? Like, our age difference is a little different, but it feels like on Christmas and I'm the big brother that knows the Santa Claus secret and he doesn't.
Wait, what's the Santa Claus secret?
Not real.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. The little brother that doesn't know and the big brother that does know, and he feels bad because he doesn't want to ruin it, but...
I'm telling you, and for those of you that might have started it, for those of you that might have started it and gave up on it.
Right.
This is the thing. So the trick I just told you, right? The standing on his hand, kicking with 2 feet.
Yeah.
That's something that the second you saw Danny with it standing on his hand, you knew what was going to happen in that instance.
Mm-hmm.
In a normal movie, you'd be like, dude, this is such shitty writing. It's so predictable. You can absolutely see where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
Blah. But if you understand that they're intentionally doing this corny, predictable shit because it's a callback and an homage to the original, then it becomes like funny.
Yeah.
Whereas when it happened in the, you know, in the first movie, when he does the kick to the face and you get the chill, for my age group, you get the chills and you're like, oh, and this one you're watching, you're like, that's funny as shit. Cause it's just like what they did back then. It's so good. I could not get enough of it. The Walking Dead thing. The Walking Dead thing is not really about Walking Dead, but the point, like, I got sick of Walking Dead. It was a great show, great characters, great storylines. But like, so there's a villain, right, named Negan, that's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. And there's the bat.
And there's the conflict between
seen the memes.
Yeah, there's a conflict between Rick and Negan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on for like 2 or 3 seasons, and like repeatedly, he's like, you got him down where he can kill Negan, and then. It's like in the last minute, something happens, and, you know, instead of just killing him, he's like, I'm going to talk to you about why I'm going to kill you for 5 minutes. And then something happens, he gets away, and they just keep recycling the same conflict over and over and over again to where it's like, dude, like, how long can you have the same problem for how many seasons?
You ain't figured this out yet? Kill that.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard this from people. Like, I've never heard a negative from people talking about it.
Oh, yeah, I got sick of it. I feel like people now are still watching it because it's like, well, I'm 10 seasons in. I got to finish this thing.
Yeah.
But with this one, so it's like there's the conflict between – it's a really cool, like relationship between Daniel and Johnny. You know, they were old villains, but now they're grown up, and then they try to become friends. But then something happens, and they get pissed off again, and then they – get together and they like shake hands and they become friends again. Then something happens. And it's always something stupid. You know, it's like, oh, my kid who didn't tell you he was my kid is talking to you. Fuck you forever again. And then they'll see each other. Like, but those moments when they like kind of like bond, like for me, it's like, oh, this would be cool, so cool if they're like together. And I think that's where season 3 is going, by the way, if I had to predict.
So the two are going to be friends.
I think that.
So they are straight up rivals then throughout the series.
It's a weird, complicated thing because they're rivals, but then they get along, and then they're rivals, and then they get along, and then they're rivals, and then they get along. But it's like every time you think they finally got to a point where they've like gotten over their differences. There's one scene in the second season. Where they literally get to the point where like they're like we can be friends actually, like we can be friends, and then the next day, of course.
They're having another
something happens.
Out.
There's another fallout, so that gets a little. But anyway, I've got a heart out in 4 minutes. So you guys have nothing to add to the conversation.
No, we added a lot,
dude. We did, and honestly, Bob's joy kind of broke my heart for real.
Yeah,
like
no,
a little
we
bit.
We added a lot today. We added way more than I thought we were going to.
Yeah, I had a whole
okay.
I had a whole bunch of stuff we didn't even get to.
Well, you got 4 minutes. Go.
Well, Well, there is ninja culture and karate culture in my childhood in the 90s. It just wasn't necessarily Karate Kid. Mm-hmm. But I had the Hi-Ya stuff going on with I had Power Rangers. It was huge. I had Ninja Turtles. The three ninjas. Huge. Right.
Mm-hmm. But again, you're talking about ninjas, and like it was different. It was different than like old school karate stuff. That's what I mean. It's still around today. I mean, there's still mixed martial arts movies, and you know, now it's more guys doing Aikido, and you know, for a little while it was Jean-Claude Van Damme, and then it was Steven Seagal, and it was different styles. Like, there's always been something there, but there was something different about teenagers. They were supposed to be real regular teenagers doing karate, and there's always a fight, always in a weird, ridiculous, awkward place, and somehow nobody goes to jail. Right. And the teachers aren't there because you're always just allowed to have a good old karate fight in the middle of the hallways. Could you imagine being in high school and there's two guys that are just, Last story happened to me, actually. My first day of middle school, sixth or eighth grade middle school. Mm-hmm. I'm in the cafeteria and two of the eighth graders start fighting. And there was like this big kind of tough school bully. Mm-hmm. And there was this tall, skinny kid that was like the biggest nerd ever. And we watched him. I don't know what was happening, but I remember all of a sudden looking up and I hear, "Hi-ya! Hi-ya! Hi-ya!" Now, this is probably 1988. And I look, and this kid is doing like reverse round kicks, roundhouse kicks from one end of the gym to the other, like sweeping this way and then sweeping that way and then sweeping. And every time going, "Hi-ya! Hi-ya! Hi-ya! Hi-ya!" And the big bully kid was just going, "Oh!" Never connected with one single kick, but he kicked at his face for the entire way across the gym, and I thought, man, that son of a bitch must have seen The Karate Kid.
That's it right there.
Thank you for joining us, guys.
We're not going to do the thing we always do.
Do it. I'm sorry. I continue to break. I'm sad today, Bob. I've said this over and over. I don't know what to do.
And Bob's a little sensitive today.
And Bob is sensitive.
A little bit.
Do it, Bob.
We don't get to do the thing we do.
That's one of my prides in this show is my ability to take our conversation and do the most amazing segue from that right into the close. And you just took me right. You know, you edited.
I do.
Da 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 da. And with that, we love all you guys. Zach, thanks for being my friend.
Love you, buddy.
Mike, also thanks for being my friend and co-host and producer.
Thanks for having me.
Say it. You have to say it.
No.
Say it.
No. I'm a man of principle.
Yeah.
Never.
I love you too. Bye, guys. Bob and Weave is an NBI Studios production, produced and edited by Mike Bussing, and music by Shane Yoder of PutThemInASong.com. The artwork and our logo was created by Zach, and the video editing was done by me. You can connect with us on all forms of social media at Bob Weave Pod. And if you'd rather watch than listen, check out the Bob and Weave Podcast on YouTube. If you have any questions or a guest request, you can email us at contact@bobweavepod.com. And if you like the show, please take a minute to go on iTunes and rate and review us. On behalf of myself and Zach, we love you guys. Thanks for listening.